From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. A resolution to authorize summer work hours for Greene County Highway Department has been approved by the county legislature by a narrow margin. The changes have been implemented each summer since 2008, changing highway workers' schedules from 5 8-hour work days to 4 10-hour work days. The approved changes will go into effect June 3rd and run until August 30th. County highway workers have been working without a contract for 5 years. Donald K. Maven, president of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, Local 968A, submitted a letter to the legislature in April outlining the union's dissatisfaction with the ongoing contract negotiations. The local and the county are currently in arbitration over various issues. A major sticking point for the union is the switch to a new insurance plan. Workers are unable to afford the out-of-pocket cost on the new plan, Maven said. He said, and I quote, "We haven't had a raise in over a decade," end quote. Adding the base salary for highway workers is $34,000. Maven's letter was offensive to some county legislators and was the reason for the close vote on summer hours, according to Trafton. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting actor Betty Aberlin was presented with the Hunter Mountain Film Festival's first ever Lifetime Achievement Award May 18th by Oscar winner and Ulster County resident Melissa Leo. Aberlin is probably best known for her role as Lady Aberlin on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, but she was also lauded for roles in the films Dogma and Jersey Girl. The festival awards were presented after 3 days of screening and panel discussions. The gala, which honored rising film industry leaders and artists from students to feature filmmakers, was held at the Hunter Mountain Ski Resort. The event was a collaboration of the Catskill Mountain Foundation, the Orpheum Film and Performing Arts Center, and the Doctorow Center for the Arts. Hudson was named for Best Feature Film. Actor Hunter Emery received the festival's Rising Star Award, and Vampire Tango by local artist Lisa Thomas, Ryder Cooley, and the Dust Bowl Fairies was named Best Music Video. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Rick Carlin is reporting for the Times Union. New York Attorney General Letitia James has joined 50 other attorney generals in urging U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos to forgive college loans of veterans whose service-related injuries have left them disabled. Those veterans can currently apply for forgiveness, but many do not. In 2008, the DOE identified more than 42,000 veterans eligible for student loan relief nationwide, but fewer than 9,000 of them applied to have their loans discharged. Under the changes being sought, federal education officials would halt debt collection efforts and develop a process that would automatically discharge student loans of veterans determined to be eligible by the Department of Veterans Affairs. James said in a prepared statement, and I quote, "I strongly urge DOE, the Department of Education, to discharge these student loans and support the brave men and women who supported us," end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. Anna Gronewall is reporting for Politico, New York. Legislation that would transform the state's sexual harassment reporting system is now pending in the state legislature. But with only 13 scheduled days left in the session, the proposed measures will likely require a hard push to get through in their current form. The basis of the 10-bill package is a bill to change a decades-old standard for what qualifies as discriminatory harassment. Advocate groups want the standard for harassment to be widened. Assemblywoman Joanne Simon, a Brooklyn Democrat and a civil rights attorney by trade, said the current standard has proven too high for victims. Business groups argue that changing the standard would unnecessarily ramp up the volume of legalities and I quote, "diminish real complaints of harassment," end quote, according to Frank Kerbing, director of the Center for Human Resources at the Business Council of New York State. Kerbing said the group was supportive of state measures that passed last year, which were widely criticized by sexual harassment working group as toothless. The bill has been amended and resubmitted to the government operations committees in both chambers, but has not yet been scheduled for further action. A hearing on the legislation will be held in New York City May 31st. Read the full story at Politico New York. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.